From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says the Sunday election for an assembly to rewrite the country's constitution was a resounding success, and critics are saying it would create a permanent dictatorship. At least 10 people died in clashes between anti-government protesters and police. President Trump expected to sign into law new sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. While Washington awaits the president's signature, Russia is promising retaliation if punitive measures are implemented. More now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Moscow has ordered a reduction of U.S. diplomatic personnel in Russia. The deputy foreign minister says Russia was in contact with people close to President Trump last year, as were many countries, but that nothing improper took place.
If Ambassador Kislyak was not contacting some people on the other side, so to say, he wouldn't perform his functions as he should.
Such assertions fall on deaf ears on Capitol Hill. The sanctions also target North Korea after its latest missile launch. Iran is also targeted for non-nuclear activities, including its ballistic missile program and support for international terrorism. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic test. There had been some word out there that the U.S., South Korea, and Japan would approach the U.N. Security Council for stricter measures against Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says their missiles can reach the continental U.S. This is VOA News. At least